Another illegal land invasion has occurred in the Tokologo local municipality, Boshoff Seretse area. Last week, the community held an emergency meeting to assess the number of people in need of housing stands. Over the past weekend, some areas of the stands were marked and the construction of informal housing has commenced. According to the community member, residents are delusioned by the empty promises of the ANC and are calling for decisive actions. For over 3 years, promises have been made, yet tangible progress remains elusive. Developments in Herzogville and Deelsville have also been sluggish, with infrastructure projects progressing at an inconsistent pace, leaving residents without essential services. The demand of housing stands is pressing, and despite efforts by the DA and other political parties to address the issue in council meetings, little progress has been made. In 2020, Boshoff 30 stands were developed in the Boshoff area and sold to residents, yet essential services such as water, electricity and sewage remain unavailable. Residents are unable to obtain title deeds, hindering their ability to secure loans for home construction. The lack of proclamation has also led to confusion regarding the town's boundaries and administrative status. The Department of Human Settlement has failed to provide a comprehensive report on available rental housing, suggesting mismanagement and possible nepotism in property allocation. Maintenance of municipal properties has been neglected, exacerbating the community's frustration. In line with the DA's election manifesto, we are committed to empowering the South Africans through land ownership and improving post-settlement support. This includes strengthening provincial structures responsible for post-settlement support and established specialized units dedicated to the pre- and post-settlement assistance. We will actively monitor the situation and urge the Department of Human Settlements to intervene and support the municipality in resolving these issues.